Ready to be scared some more? It's Haunted Heartland, only on mavradio.fm.
Silence all, and welcome back to the Haunted Heartland show with Smithy. I'm screwing that up. It was going so well.
You had me scared,
Oh, Lord.
You had me at silence.
I'm Matthias, she's Missy, and I've got dyslexia. But welcome back to the Haunted Heartland show. I'm getting back into it now. Yes, there we go. Where we've brought you all the way from one of the creepiest cemeteries in the Heartland to one of the most perfidious prisons. Ooh, perfidious prisons. Alliteration is awesome. Perfidious prisons.
Huge word.
In Council Bluffs, the Squirrel Cage Jail, where our reporter in the field met an untimely... He fought a battle against the forces of haunted Wi-Fi. And now, we bring you another tale from the dark and twisted past of the home we call Omaha. Nebraska, and Omaha in particular, has longly been regarded as a safe place to live, but it was once regarded as a lawless town built on the foundation of vice and corruption in the late 1800s. There was one woman who found success through the city's bad habits. Marin Krause has more.
During the mid-19th century, Omaha was not a place for the faint of heart.
The Kansas City papers, for example, declared Omaha an unfit topic of conversation and called for the prayers of the nation to fall upon our riverfront town.
Molly Gruber is the educational director at the Durham Western Heritage Museum. If there's anyone that knows about this town's seedy past, it's her.
So early Omaha was not a very pleasant place to live. It was more of a stopover town. You would come and visit and leave as quickly as possible.
After a long day of drudgery at the railroads, gentlemen were itching to spend money earned from their day's backbreaking labor. Men would flock to the brick-paved streets of the Sporting District, which is now in the heart of downtown Omaha. The gleam of electric lights from inside the parlors and brothels would illuminate their faces. They were prepared to enter through the gates of the underworld. There is one queen who reigns beyond these gates. She's the one, the only, Madam Anna Wilson. Making a name for herself through her maisons de plaisir, or houses of fun, Anna Wilson was one of Omaha's most notorious figures in the mid-19th century. Born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1835, little is known about Anna's early life. It is believed that she was the daughter of a Baptist preacher and was raised by her uncle once her parents died. At the age of 32, Anna moved to Omaha with her life partner, the infamous gambler Dan Allen. And in no time at all, this pair took control of the town's underground. Although Anna made a name for herself through her public houses of ill repute, she established her wealth in a very different way.
She didn't make her money on prostitution. She made it through real estate investments. And at one time, she owned quite a bit of the city of Omaha because she bought it cheap, and then she'd sell it once the rate went up.
Gruber says not only did Anna make her money through savvy real estate investments, Anna made sure that her fortune was shared with the community. Later in life, as she became older and began to withdraw from her business endeavors, Anna donated her brothel, located at 910 Douglas Street, to become a city emergency hospital, which also served as an infirmary and dispensary. Anna Wilson passed away from a paralytic stroke on October 27, 1911. In her last will and testament, Anna donated the equivalent amount of $1 million to the city of Omaha with one stipulation.
That she be buried next to Dan Allen, who died 20 years prior to her, under a 9-foot by 9-foot slab of concrete in Prospect Hill, so no one would dig up her grave because she had a few enemies.
Jeff Luby and his wife Faith are keeping the spirit of Anna Wilson alive with their bar, Wilson and Washburn, located on the outskirts of Omaha's old sporting district on 14th and Harney. The bar is named after Anna Wilson and her best prostitute, Josie Washburn. Dirty Wicked Town, a book recounting Omaha's seedy history, turned this couple on to the duo.
We found Chapter 18, which is City of Harlots, and it talked about Anna, but it also talked about Josie. And Josie became the queen of the underworld down in Lincoln in 1888, but was kind of like Anna's top girl.
Anna helped Josie reestablish herself in Lincoln after Washburn was able to escape an unhappy marriage. Anna offered this opportunity to Josie, as she would for any of her girls. She made sure to provide for them because she considered them the only family she had. When you walk into Wilson and Washburn, you are transported back into a true comfort station. The exposed brick, wood bar, and back bar, and photos of 19th century women of the night line the walls. When asked how Anna and Josie would react to his establishment, Jeff is sure they would appreciate the bar's friendly service, good beer, and warm atmosphere, but...
Probably would think it's, I'm not making enough money because I don't have girls working upstairs. But, no, I don't know. It would be interesting, you know. They probably be turned off maybe by the fancier drinks. They just probably want just a hard shot of whiskey.
Although Anna Wilson passed away over a century ago, it is certain her legacy of being the queen of the underworld with a heart of gold can still be felt in the city today. For MavRadio.fm, I'm Erin Krause.
And that is why I love history, especially local history. The majority of our fair city was owned by an infamous prostitute, and your favorite bar is named for her. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Haunted Heartland Show. I'm Matthias, and the other disembodied voice you hear is the marvelous, majestic Missy Ring. And we shall go to another M name. Alliteration is awesome. Marin Krause, who has prepared that wonderful package on Anna Wilson and her endeavors in the seedier side of Omaha history. Marin, speak to us. Does your voice come across the airwaves?
Hello.
Hello,
there
Marin.
There she is.
Wonderful,
awesome.
Wonderful. What an excellent package. Thank you for making that. It was groovy. It was groovy. So where are you right now? Describe your circumstances for our listeners, if you would, please.
Okay, currently I am on inside the building of where Anna's brothel was.
Ooh.
In the late 1950s. We actually made our way into the embassy suites, and so we are inside the building.
Oh, so it's an embassy suites now, or what is it now?
It is a hotel.
I see. Oh. There we go. So, and you said the 1950s, so it continued to be operated long after her death.
Well, so after she passed away in 1903, she donated her brothel to become a city emergency hospital,
right.
I said, in package. And then the building was destroyed in the 1940s. And so then
was it destroyed
recently,
by a fire, or just did they just tear it down?
The city just tore it down.
I see. And so they rebuilt the hospital in the where you're standing now. It was meant as a hospital.
They rebuilt the building because some of the infrastructure is still here from the building that was rebuilt. I think it was a milk producing factory. They have some photos of when they rebuilt around the hotel. And so half of that is still intact, and now it's a new hotel attached to half of what was the old canning factory.
Excellent details. Thank you for your marvelous descriptions. Well, for those of us who are less acquainted with the figure of Anna Wilson, you know, your package gives us the indication that she was just a huge, powerful woman in a time when women did not wield very much power. So how well is she remembered today? Is there an Anna Wilson Day that we don't know about? Are there any events that celebrate Anna Wilson's life?
Well, in fact, every Memorial Day, Prospect Hill Cemetery Association is where she's buried with her husband, Dan Allen. And so they have like a flower ceremony and a live band play every Memorial Day to kind of honor her life and who she was to the city of Omaha.
Awesome. So, Marin, who else benefited from Anna's will?
And so there was a lot of people, just the Omaha city in general, but some specifics. The Omaha City Mission, which was right down the street from the brothel on 10th and Capitol. Her house out north on Wirt Street was donated. This is like word for word from her will, to be used as an old people's home. She also gave a lot of money to the Child Saving Institute, and that is still going strong today within the city of Omaha. So it's just really interesting to
see. So indeed, Omaha was owned by a prostitute with a heart of gold. What a charming story. Thank you for that, Maren. Thank you for reporting live. It really added some excellent color to the show. And now, you viewers at home, sit quietly and still as we play you some commercials, for when we return, we shall enter the noxious bowels of the most haunted location in the Metro.